Last week, the Sebastian County Election Commission voted to make changes to some of the county's polling sites. Ozarks at-largest Timothy Dennis spoke with the chair of the Election Commission to find out why, and he has this report.
It's an election year, which means that changes to polling sites in Sebastian County are to be expected. So says Lee Webb, chair of the Sebastian County Election Commission.
We try to handle business during election cycle so we don't call special meetings. So that's why these things seem to come up during an election, because we handle them at the same meetings we handle elections. We try to save money that way.
And saving county taxpayers money is the main reason he says the Election Commission voted last week to consolidate some polling sites in Sebastian County, particularly some in areas where polling sites were already close to each other.
One of them we found a conflict with the law because we had two polling sites in the same precinct, so we cleared that error up. It was more trying to get, say we had a small polling site and we had a larger polling site very near. We decided to just do everything with the same amount of manpower, we could handle the additional voters. We feel we can go, you know, anywhere between 3,000 and 4,000 voters at a polling site pretty easily.
Those affected polling places include sites in Fort Smith, Barling, and New Providence. Webb says that each polling site costs about $1,000 on average to run in each election, and that by merging the seven locations, the county could save an estimated $14,000 on the primary and general elections alone this year. But he does concede that the cost of running polling sites does vary.
Especially like on a small election, say a school board election that not very many people turn out. We recently had a sales tax election in Greenwood that we had less than 100 people turn out for, but we had all polling sites open.
But aside from cost savings to the county's taxpayers, Webb says that cutting down on the number of polling sites also helps deal with another problem.
Every year we struggle to find enough poll workers to work the sites. So this also helps us decrease the number of sites. It's just basically that many less people we have to have. So you take average, you know, 4 or 5 people per site. We just basically save, you know, with 7 sites, you save 35 people that you have to go find to work.
Consolidation of polling sites isn't anything new. Webb says that polling places have been combined in the past for a variety of reasons.
We look at voter turnout at a precinct. You know, if it starts dwindling down, you know, it becomes less cost effective to keep it open. We look at new, you know, several years ago we went through all the ADA stuff, so we had to go through all of our sites, it wasn't ADA compliant. And sometimes we've had it where whoever the polling site was, whether it be a church or school or library, says that we no longer want to do it anymore. And sometimes that's the reason for consolidating.
Something that would be new, though, is the implementation of polling centers or polling sites designed to handle large volumes of voters from multiple precincts.
We've been talking polling centers for several years. And one site, for instance, the one that we had a conflict in, it had 2 sites in one precinct. One of the sites is a potential polling center. One site wasn't. So logically, we closed the one that wasn't a potential polling center.
Webb says that creating polling centers isn't on the Election Commission's near-term agenda, and that they likely wouldn't be implemented in Sebastian County until 2016 at the earliest. But Webb says that there is another new way to vote that could be implemented sooner than that.
Well, we also voted our meeting to conduct off-site early voting at our Dallas Street Library location. We haven't determined what election we're going to do that at yet because we're having to train a new election coordinator. And we want to be comfortable with the new person on board before we throw that at him.
Even when the off-site early voting center is opened, early voting will continue at the county courthouses in Fort Smith and in Greenwood. In the meantime, if your polling site is one of those affected by the recent changes, expect a notice in the mail from the Sebastian County Clerk regarding your new polling site before the primary election in May. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.